Welcome back to the J Perspective. I'm Janet Shea, and today I want to tell you why I love cultural appropriation. Cultural appropriation equals cultural appreciation. Now, before you clutch your pearls, grab your smelling salts, let's take a breath together and actually talk about this. I know that when people push the idea of don't culturally appropriate, most of them are coming from a good place. They want to be respectful, thoughtful, and considerate of different cultures. And I love that about people. That instinct to care, to want to do the right thing is beautiful. But, there's a but, here's where I think we need to step back and rethink it a little bit, okay? Sometimes, in our effort to be respectful, we end up creating division instead of connection. If cultural appropriation means when members of a culture adopt elements of another culture, then I say, yes, please. Because guess what? Cultures are meant to be shared. That's literally how human civilization has progressed. If we actually lived by the no cultural borrowing rule, we'd still be wearing wool tunics, eating bland bread, and trying to cure disease with bleeding people with leeches. There'll be no sushi, no taco, no pizza, no Elvis for us. That's a dystopian nightmare I don't want to live in. I've noticed that a lot of the people who are the most angry about cultural appropriation are doing it on behalf of another culture, almost like they are the cultural gatekeepers. Meanwhile, the actual people from those cultures, many of them see it as cultural appreciation and welcome it. I mean, of course, there are some people who don't like it when others borrow from their culture. But let's be real. Not everyone in those communities agrees either. Cultures are not monoliths, meaning they are not single unified entities where people think the same way. I mean, imagine an ancient Greek yelling, Oi, you Persians better not start wearing our sandals. That's offensive. Or a Viking yelling, you non-Norse better not braid your hair. That's our thing. Or the Chinese emperor yelling to the Japanese, you foreigners better not use chopsticks. That's our thing. Let me see if I can come up with another one. This is fun. A caveman yelling, you guys in the next cave over there better not be using fire. We discovered it first. Or a French person screaming at an American, put the croissant down. You don't deserve it. See how ridiculous that sounds? Now, if we flip the script, if cultural appropriation is so evil, then does that mean non-Italians shouldn't eat or make pizza? Non-Japanese people can't enjoy sushi? Nobody but the Scots should wear kilts? No one outside of Africa should listen to jazz or rock and roll, which allegedly came from the merging of the African and the American cultures. In fact, most cultures throughout history have borrowed from each other to grow, evolve, and become even richer. Cultural exchange has given us some of the most beautiful things in life: music, fashion, food, language, and traditions. And guess what? Most, if not all, cultures borrowed from others. I mean, tikka masala, That was invented in the UK by South Asian immigrants adapting to British tastes. Spaghetti originated from China's noodles, which Marco Polo brought back to Italy. Croissants, they actually came from Austria, not France. And even if a cultural element didn't come from somewhere else, so what? If someone borrows from your culture, that means they find it valuable and beautiful. That's not stealing, that's a compliment. One of my heritages is Persian. And if you're not a Persian and you want to open a Persian restaurant and make money out of it, go for it. Just please make it taste good. If you don't have Persian or Arabic heritage, but you want to start a belly dancing business and make the money, honey, go for it. If you're making a movie and need a 30-year-old Persian female but end up casting a non-30-year-old non-Persian actress because she can pull off the role, all the power to her. That's what being a chameleon actress is about. And if you think that comes from personal experience, you're right. They didn't pick me. If you want to learn the Persian language and start a YouTube channel where you teach it, thank you. How beautiful of you. That's a compliment to us. At the end of the day, I think all of this cultural appropriation whining is about the control. Yeah. The truth is, when people whine about cultural appropriation, what they're actually saying is, I want to control who gets to enjoy my culture or that culture. But culture is not a museum exhibit, my dear. It's a living, breathing, evolving thing. If we start gatekeeping, we start killing what makes culture thrive. Cultural appropriation is the future. If you love something from another culture, do it, take it, appreciate it. Put a feather in your hair, make a noodle dish, do a Hawaiian dance. Because that's how new cultures grow. That's how we learn. And that's how we connect. We live in a global world. Our cultures aren't locked in time. Embrace cultural appreciation or cultural appropriation. Celebrate it, own it, and enjoy it. My encouragement to you is, let's stop making culture about division and start making it about unity. If someone wears a sari, enjoys reggae music, and learns to cook Mexican food, good. That means they're learning, appreciating, and expanding their worldview. That's how we build bridges. And if you're still mad about cultural appropriation, I have one question for you, my dear friend. Would you rather live in a world where cultures mix, blend, and inspire each other, or one where we all stay in our own little boxes, separated and disconnected? I have been abundantly blessed to grow up in a country where I experienced being celebrated and celebrating and being curious about each other's cultures and excited to create one united culture. I thank you to all of my Irish friends, my Greek friends, my Italian, Chinese, Korean, British friends, my Persian friends, my Sudanese, Scottish and Arabic friends, my Egyptian friends, my Afghan friends, etc., etc., etc. You welcomed me in, you taught me, and you gifted me with so much fun in sharing each other's cultures. Boy, I really do love being an Australian. What a safe space you created for me. If I can do an ounce of that for others. That's it for today's episode of The J Perspective. If you enjoyed this and want to keep diving into more edifying topics, subscribe, share, and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, Let us be humble and keep thinking, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep appreciating. Until next time. Cheers. Oh, it's just water. That's good. Boring, but good.